Hey, like to welcome y'all to another episode of Talk That Ish with your boy Rail. This episode is something I think everybody would enjoy because everybody uses this shit. So today's episode is about social media woes. I got some pros, I got some cons to, you know, the use of social media. Me personally, I could give two fucks about social media. I'm done without it, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But there are people who are really solely into social media so much that they make it their life. And it raises the biggest question, why are we so connected? Why are we so committed to social media? So, fun fact, back in 2008, only 10% of America used social media. Only 10%. That's, you know, that's not a lot of fucking people. That's only 10% of the of you know, that ain't nothing. You know, it wasn't as big. I know I'm a 90s baby, so you know, for all of us in the 90s growing up, we had Tag and we had MySpace. And then Black Planet came about, Urban Chat. But for the most part, it was Tagged and MySpace being the two major things in high school and a little bit before high school. That used to be the shit, too. You get your little friends, whatever, become friends, write on each other's pages. You could create your own page and put music on it. Like, that shit was hot. You know, can't do it no more. But, you know, back in that time, only 10% of America. Now, moving forward, 11 years later, it is now up to 79-80% of America uses social media, with YouTube and Facebook leading the pack. So, there's a major jump from the first time Facebook was used. I remember when Facebook had just came out. I used Facebook and I'm like, yo, this shit is whack. I'm going back to, you know, fucking MySpace and Tag. That was the shit. And, you know, everybody's first friend was MySpace Tom. That nigga, he was the shit. But over the years, Facebook becomes big. I remember YouTube when that first came out. You know, we got on there. We used to watch pretty much music videos and everything. And now, years later, it's used for everything. We could learn how to podcast. We could learn how to cook. You can learn how to tie your shoe. You know, there's everything now in YouTube, which is great. So half of the world, nearly half, 45% of the world uses Facebook and YouTube. That's something right there. That is something that not just America, not just Canada, not just, you know, Southern America, the entire world, 45% of the entire world that has access to internet and phones uses social media. That's nuts. That's a lot, bro. I'm gonna jump into the cons of social media. The major one that I've been, you know, looking at is that it's addictive. It is. If you have an iPhone, the iPhone now lets you know how much screen time you've been using. And majority of the time, it's going to be social media. It has its different categories of social media, games, messaging, you know, whatever. And most of the time, it's social media. And people get so addicted to the point where they forget about their life, their own life, and they're so committed to the Facebook life. I'll use Facebook as an example because that's a major one other than Snapchat and Instagram, you know, TikTok, all of that other stuff. So with Facebook, right, some years ago, I was involved in Facebook groups. And that's how I met majority of the friends that I still have today. Back in the day, Facebook groups was hot, like legit. anything could go. It was wild and crazy. Like, yo, like, Muggs got real tight off that shit. Muggs formed little cliques or whatever and threw parties. Like, I got, you know, I was in my own little group or whatever. I done met some amazing people who are, you know, my A1 rider still to this day. We done threw parties and hotel, like, you know, plus side, you know, you get friends. But the addictive part is that people get so wrapped up into that type of shit that they make it their main priority and forget about their real life problems. Like, they are so deeply connected to Facebook where they're like beefing with motherfuckers. It's like, yo, you beefing with a person over the phone, over the internet? Like, come on now. This Blue app, it's, you know, it's a lot of capping on the Blue app. You know, people form like a alter ego when it comes to Facebook, where they just have to say something to everybody. They have to post it. You know, they have to do this, have to do that. You don't have to. You know, I understand that, you know, it's good to try and form friends, but I mean, every so often you should, you know, my opinion, you should like step away from social media for a little while. Everybody, it just gets too much, you know. Sometimes a lot of negativity spreaded across it, so, you know, it gets unbearing sometimes. Another con that I read was it triggers sadness. I don't know if I would say that it would trigger sadness, but I think there's some uncomfortability if you're, like, for example, scrolling through Facebook memories. You know, you can see like an old friend or old relative that passed away, and, you know, you become sad and emotional. I can see maybe where you scroll down the memories and maybe like 6-7 years ago you look like one way and now you look a different way, and you get, you know, sad and depressed and want to look how you used to, and maybe you can't, I don't know. Or maybe it could be, this ties into the next one, but maybe it could be where people look at other people's lives and see how they're living and they become sad at how, you know, themselves are living. I know a lot of people who on a daily say, oh, I don't understand how these people with no jobs and hella kids can afford to go on vacations and have the time of their life, and I'm over here paying bills and struggling. Like, that shit is real. It's true. Like, I say that myself. Here I am making a lot of money, but I'm always broke and I can't fucking really go anywhere because I'm doing the responsible thing in paying bills and everything and taking care of my children. But me personally, I don't let another person's life dictate mine. Like, I don't give a shit what you're doing in your life. You know, my life is what matters to me, not yours. You know, I don't care that you can afford to go to Jamaica every 2 months and no shit like that. That's not anywhere I want to go, to be honest. If you ask me, I'd rather take a vacation to New Amsterdam. That's one place I really would love to go to. But, you know, people want to go to the same place, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Cancun. Like, catch me somewhere else where nobody else really likes, thinks about going. But, like I said, it ties into the next con, which is comparing lives. Yeah, people got it bad where they compare their life with the other person's life who they may think is living their best life. They may not be living their best life. They might just be struggling the same way you are. But, you know, people do fall into that where, you know, they look at another person's life, see how they're living, and they just, you know, come infatuated with the fact that, oh, my life ain't so great and da 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 da. Like, stop doing that. Don't compare your life to somebody else's. Their life is their life, your life is your life. If you want to better your life, you do something about it. But, you know, social media got it bad where, you know, it's free will that everybody can post what they want to post, but there are people who are just so into, you know, Facebook and whatever, Instagram, so heavy that they just wish they wish they were like this other person. You know, some people spend their time trying to be like what they're seeing. That comparing lives definitely affects relationships. It definitely affects relationships. For example, those relationship goals and whatnot. If you have a girlfriend who's heavily into social media, who will claim that she's not, but she's always on it, and she sees posts like that, she'll get all in her feelings like, babe, why do we don't do stuff like this? And da, da, da. Like, yo, that's not me. That's not my life. That's theirs. That's what they do. You know, I live my life how I live it. We live our life how we live it. That's them. They do them. That's what they do. You know, another thing with social media, as far as relationships, stupid people who like to cheat can definitely get caught the fuck up. I'm not going to say I ever got caught up with Facebook, but I've definitely had Facebook get me in a lot of trouble. Yeah, people out here love to snitch, man, you know. So if you're in a relationship, you better let that shit be known, because if not, you know, these women, these men, they out here scandalous, dog. Everybody screenshotting everything, everybody recording everything. So, you know, just be mindful, be careful. And the fourth con that I've read, it says it leads to jealousy. I could agree with that. I could agree with the fact that, and I'll say black people, people become jealous of the way somebody else is living. Now me, I'll use myself for example. I've had numerous people at one point in life tell me that they was jealous at the way I was living. I'm like, how so? Like, I don't have the largest amount of money in the world. I don't travel. I don't do nothing extravagant. But they're like, oh, you know, you're always out clubbing and blah, 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 and enjoying your life and have the, you know. I don't go clubbing like that. I don't party all the fucking time. Whenever I do go, it's for an event, somebody's birthday. But when I do go, I just make the most of the time that I have at that moment. That's all it is. But, yeah, I've had people tell me they was jealous, you know, the way that I live my life. Not everybody can live their life the same. You know, you live your life how you live it. I live mine, not carefree, but carefree, to the point where I don't care what other people think. I'm just going to do me regardless. But I don't know. The cons that I've read for social media, like, I could kind of agree with them. Especially the one about it being addictive and, you know, comparing lives. I see that all the time. People see people who go on vacations, or a woman may see another woman who's just to them so flawless, they want to look like them. You know, they're like, oh, I want to get fat transfer, or butt implant, or a titty implant, or a facial injection, something like that. I think that people need therapy. Shit, that's what the fuck I think. But yeah, social media, man, you know, it definitely has its negatives about it. So I'll hit on a few positives that I read about it. We all know, at this day and age, that the news ain't shit. The only thing the news loves reporting is bad shit. So, where do we turn to for our news? Facebook, or Instagram, or you know, Snapchat. Snapchat has, but more so, everything gets spread around Facebook and Instagram. So, it spreads faster, you know, on social media than it does the actual news. The news gotta take time to, you know, they hear something, it takes them time to get there, you know, everything, blah, blah, blah. But with social media, somebody could be right there recording on their phone, post it, bam, it's right there. It spreads around quickly, all these shares and likes and, you know, all that. So the positive thing is, yeah, anything that happens in the world, we find out first through social media. That is definitely a good thing. I've seen a lot of breaking news, like the whole Kobe Bryant incident. the whole, you know, the death of Kobe. The first place I heard it was on Facebook. My homie, who was in a group chat, my homie was like, damn, man, rest in peace, Kobe. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? What? Lo and behold, I start seeing shares, people sharing the fact that, you know, he crashed in the helicopter. So it's like, damn. And then a little bit later, news reports came in and the news and all that. So it's like, yeah, the, you know, social media is always first. Another pro is that law enforcement catch criminals. The funny thing about that is the fact that it's really fucking true. You get a motherfucker who'll bust their gun or whatever and legit record themselves doing stupid shit like that, or any type of crime, they'll record themselves doing this shit and post it on social media like they not finna get caught. Like, come on now. You got people out here who really out here snitching and trying to lock people up out here. You really think you ain't finna get caught? Of course you gonna get caught. So, and then, you know, the police now are on social media. Years ago, it was us on social media. Now it's more white people and more law enforcement. You feel me? So, yeah, if your stupid ass wanna go do something stupid and then record it, expect some aftermath afterwards. You know, we share all the time how people get caught up on Facebook dealing with the law enforcement. Shit, like, don't do it. You know, that's number one. You're dry snitching on yourself, stupid. You know, posting shit that you did illegally. Like, come on now. That's ridiculous. You're going to get caught up. There's way too much ways to find out who's who on Facebook now. Hell, everybody's page is getting shut down left and right. Mine gets shut down frequently. There's one point that I read. I don't know about this one. It says social media sites help students do better. I do not know about this one. I've never seen anything that will. I don't know. Maybe I guess if there's ads or something that pop up and, you know, you might click on it. And like, I don't really know. I just know this sounds like some white shit, some white people shit to say that, oh, there's some sites within social media that helps students do better. Like, what? I don't think that's a pro to me. I don't think that's anything that doesn't tie into social media. Maybe there is. I really don't know. I'm not going to harp on that too much because that sounds kind of stupid. Another good thing that allows people to improve their relationship, meaning not boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, but friendships. So the guest that I was supposed to have on today to help me do this podcast, it was some technical difficulties, but she is a person that I met through social media years ago, and later on to find out that she's like a friend of the family, you know, like she hangs with cousins of mine. That's cool because it's a small world, but she's the most loyal, friendliest, down-to-earth person I know, and it's, you know, you met them through social media. So I think that for people who do kind of struggle to find friends, when you do get into like Facebook groups or something that you can actually fit into that's more for you, you do develop friendships out of it. Like, for example, 7, 8, 9 years ago, I started getting to the whole Facebook group thing, and yeah, I've met a whole ton of people, a whole list of people, and like there's a handful of them that I really rock with hard that I consider them my family. And you know, so shout out to my people, shout out to Earn, China, you know what I'm saying, my nigga, my god brother Brandon. You know, shout out to y'all, the IH chat, you know what I'm saying, Veronica, shout out to y'all, I met them, those are an amazing group of people, they definitely helped me get through my day with a bunch of support and just fun and laughter all day. Anytime I need to get a laugh off, they're always saying some funny shit. So if you find like a group of people that you connect with, you know what I'm saying, I think you can build friendships through social media. That's a a plus side of it.
I've definitely built a lot of friendships that way. Also, networking through Facebook and Instagram and everything is a plus. That's one of the main reasons why I do podcasting. I started 1 month and like maybe I was a couple episodes in, and then, you know, my now co-host reached out to me. He was like, "Hey, yo, I love the fact you're doing podcasts. You know, blase, you know, Skippy. Damn, here I am. You know, I built a great friendship, and now we got things set in stone, you know, that we're building for things to come. You know, there's a lot coming with this. It's an amazing thing. So shout out to you, Raven. There's definitely a lot of plus side to the fact that you can build friendships with social media, especially if you're the type of person who don't really like to rock with a lot of people. You can give social media a try. You don't have to, but if you're also one of those people that fall into the trap of you like the way that this person live and blah blah blah, then don't do it. Just stick to yourself. So, you know, with the good and the bad of social media, it's like, should we continue to use it? You know, there's more cons and there's more pros. You know, if you want to do your own research about it, do it. But my personal view, I can say this for myself, I can personally do without Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. I can do without it. You know, I've gotten this far in my life without it beforehand, using it, you know, as much. I mainly get on, and y'all know me, I get on, I share a bunch of laughter. I do also share my podcast. I share a bunch of inspirational quotes that I come with myself, you know. But I can do without it. I don't really care too much about social media to sit here and really have it and fight for it. But it has gotten me opportunities in life to meet a lot of people, network with a lot of people. And I've done a lot of things in my life by meeting people through other people through social media. I've been to photo shoots. I've been to video shoots. Been in a video shoot. I've been on the news. I've been in a lot of stuff through it. So for me, it has its ups. I'm going to continue to use it because it does, you know, benefit me. But if I was to decide not to use it, I really wouldn't care. But, you know, it's up for you to decide about your social media have and have nots with it, you know? So that's pretty much all I got for today with social media woes. I wish that I could have had my homegirl on here. It would have been much more fun and entertaining with two different perspectives. I could have waited on this episode, but I got more other juicy topics for the long run. So the next topic I'm not going to share with y'all, but it's going to be a very good one to hear a man and a woman's perspective of. So with that being said, it is now rail shout out time. So the end of my segments, no matter if it's 20 minutes long, 40 minutes long, hour long, I'm going to do my shout outs, meaning my something like promotions. It's not really for people who, the names that I named that has a business, it's a promotion. Other names, it's just a truly shout out. Number one shout out is my baby, my girl, Shonda. Love you, girl. She has her own eyelash brand. It's called Prissy Nation. So as always, I will promote her eyelash brand. And she's also a nail tech. So ladies, if you want your nails done, hit me up. I'm not going to send you her way. Shout out to my little brother, Josiah D'Amore. You can find two of his projects out now on Apple Music. He is a young Chicago R&B artist. He sounds amazing. His project is amazing. I love the track. I love the direction that you're going, little bro. You know, we gonna link up soon and turn up as always. Shout out to my crew, the Yak Boys. You know, Von, Fred, PJ, Q, my boy Chad. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all girls and wives and whatnot. Shout out to my best friend Gina Williams, who is the owner of Infinity Clothing with an E. She's doing dope things out there in Robbins. She doesn't live there anymore, but you know, I always, Robbins is my home, it's my place. Born in Chicago, raised in Robbins. Shout out to her. Shout out to my boy Terry. We, Mr. Tripolar, we got works. We definitely just got in tune with something that we're gonna do. I'm not gonna give too much details, but we're gonna do something big for the Black community pretty soon. It's in the works. He also has a radio station. Y'all also tune in to OG Radio on Tuesdays and Fridays. Look it up. You can find that in the Apple Podcast as well. I will be actually on there tonight from 10 to 11. So shout out to Terry. Shout out to my co-host Raven Clark, aka Ray So Dope. She has her own podcast and she's a future radio star in the making. She's also from here, Chicago. Shout out to Ray. She's been with me on this journey from the very beginning as well. Shout out to my homegirl, Ashley Shannon, who is the owner of Ashley Eats. If you want to get your grub on, hit her up. Find her on Facebook. Not sure her social media because my brain be farting sometimes. But get in tune with her. She has her own, you know, catering company. Get in tune with that. Shout out to all my homies and, you know, all the ones that's behind the bars listening. All the ones that's at the crib banging their girls, somebody's baby mama, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm playing. shout out to my kids, my four beautiful, lovely children, lovely children. You know, I have an addition of three stepchildren and three of my own. So shout out to Armani, my firstborn. He will be 13 this Friday. Shout out to my first baby girl ever, Deja. I love you, baby. And my little baby boy, Junior. Shout out to my oldest baby girl, Sierra. Shout out to my two little girls, Kaya and Mila. Love y'all. So with that, this episode is a wrap. I will holler at y'all. And I know I say it every episode. I'm going to keep trying to drop for Fridays, y'all. I be slipping on the ball. My bad, y'all. But that is it for today's episode. I love each and all of y'all. Remember, tomorrow's not promised, so live each day to the fullest. Forget about your yesterdays and focus on your tomorrows. So I will holler at y'all. Radio Rail is out.